ZLX Mobile.
LX, hey Mike, N4 ZLK.
How are you this Friday afternoon?
Minute, better by the minute. And just so you know, I have a couple of warehouses that have those big fans, those big ass fans, and that's the name brand, as you know. I just never paid attention to it before.
Work really good. They got some of. They got one of those in Costco in Greenville. And every time I'm at the register under that thing, it must be about 10 degrees cooler.
Costco had one. I guess I never looked up there. I try to stay out of it as much as possible. I used to deliver there all the time. KO4DBA, I believe. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
4GPA. We actually make the gearboxes. Well, we make the gearboxes, but our company does the motors and gearboxes for those big-ass fans.
Is that an ABB or Baldor?
About our name motors, we're actually owned by a company called RBC, but we go under our company's now under the name of Dodge, one of our old names. Been bouncing around so many times the past few years, hard to keep up. Yeah, we still use the Baldor name brand on everything. ABBs, they got out of it altogether now. They went back in mainly into robotics.
ABB pulled out. So now it's RBC. I've seen RBC advertising for positions, and I didn't realize. I know them as a bearing company. Didn't realize that they bought the old Dodge.
Company they bought us out back last year. ABB had wanted the new guys over everything there. He wanted to get back into their core thing of robotics where they originally started out in. So he wanted to get out and sold us off.
Pulling into another dock. Just wanted to say hello and thought about those fans because we had a conversation about it. And the other fellow, KO4GBA, I think you might be the one that came in when we were talking about it before, but I'm not sure. And the name is Shane here, by the way, and I'm going to clear on your present.
Stay safe. Backing up, especially. M6 CLX. Name here is Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in on the 85 here, hopefully not stay on here too long. Trying to back up a little bit.
That's for UPS. Back it up then. He doesn't do the deliveries. He does the warehouse-to-warehouse deliveries.
Work. The Fridays are my overtime day. So I get out of there a little earlier. Usually don't get off at 6 every day.
Yeah, I spent years in the gearing industry, in the sales end of engineering, Never did get a job over there at Dodge, under ABB. They never wanted to look at me. I don't know why.
It was really messed up. ABB took over it. Used to, when you would apply, it would go straight to either the Greenville plant or the Belton plant. And but when ABB took over, it had to go to India, and then India would just randomly pull, applications and stuff out and send them to us. They wouldn't, unless they were knew a specific person to pull, and sometimes that didn't even work.
Like they were more interested in not what the person knew or their experience, but other things.
Like that, we struggle to get good people in. I mean, it's good if you're a good person who's wanting to learn because you can. Because we've literally hired people that's been working at McDonald's, and then 2 years later, they're CNC operators and have learned, and we'll train you. But it's a hassle quite a bit too because you get a lot of people that just absolutely don't know what they're doing and can't learn.
40 years sales. I spent about 20 of them in gearing and PT.
We need some more engineers where we're at now. We had, six when I started there. We're down to two, plus, the engineering manager, so three with him. But the main two guys there, they got them running ragged.
And over in Spartanburg, small company. Reason we were talking fans is that's darned up. industrial product line. It involves fans, and I'm an engineer for it.
I have a lot of respect for our engineers. They're just really, all the ones we've had before and the ones we still got, they're really good guys, real smart guys. They're real down to earth. I've been in some places where the engineers wasn't really easy to work with, but ones we got out there, they're really good guys.
Like the joke with me, 6 months ago, couldn't spell engineer. Now I are one.
And where I'm at, what they have, right reason why we've lost so many is they required them all to go back and get their bachelor's degree because all of them said associates, and which is fine. But they said we're not going to pay you any more money. We're going to keep you at the same base pay with an associate's degree, even though you got your bachelor's now.
Environment to be doing that.
We haven't got any more to replace them yet either.
On that.
Back to Baldor, and it's still the same people and management and control of all of that.
You gotta love management hiding behind the old HR policy. We're a small company. There's four of us in the office. The boss left yesterday to go to Germany, so. And now there's three of us. And I had to leave early because I gotta pick up some prescriptions.
Yeah, I always enjoy working for smaller places too, but just doing CNCs was kind of hard to make decent money, so I actually I used to be an electrician, and I did that for about 10 years and got burnt out on it, so I decided to get into this, and I just bounced around for a while until I finally got a decent paying job.
Friday, yep. Yeah, and a lot of the CNC jobs, man, you've gone from operating a single machine, now you're running a row of machines.
Yeah, I run. I got two big CNC lathes that I do, one 3-axis, one 4-axis, and then after I run the parts through there, I take it out and run a keyway through the middle. I make all the shafts for the gearboxes, and so after I've machined the OD and the ID, I have to cut a keyway down the middle and the inside of it. And from there, I had to go over to a grinder to grind the seal journals on the shaft. And so, yeah, I got four machines I had to run.
You're making all the hollow shafts on all the shaft-mounted gearboxes. Dodge is famous for those things.
Actually, now I'm also doing solid shafts, too. They closed their solid shaft cell down because the machines were just getting some wear out. Moved them all to my cell. So I'm running those now. But so I don't mind. Those got like a 45, 50-minute run time, so I get to relax a little bit on those.
In a moment, I gotta go get these prescriptions. I'll be back though, and 6CLX.
4 GPA, yeah, I'm about to where I'm gonna be going, so I might be off by the time you get back. Good to talk to you if I don't hear you again.
I'm sure we'll meet up at some point. I'll keep track of the call. The GPA, that's kinda hard not to miss. N6CLX.
Here.
Trying to do that a little bit this weekend, I hope.
I'm sure you'll work it out. You know, if you get some.
stopping by to help you out on, you know, in the club. I'm sure that the minds will prevail. Already given me some advice on that. I settled on that MFJ octopus, so I'm gonna go with that. That'll get me four bands, and I'm gonna go with the others in the vertical position, and that, see how I can make it work.
Here, how it goes for you, brother. Are you mobile or are you at home?
Yeah, I'm mobile right now. I just got off of 26 onto 85 southbound, your favorite road.
I don't like for my friends to be in those kinds of situations.
We'll be on in a mile or two, and I'll be right back off.
I was on 85 for about 2 hours total yesterday, an hour each leg of the journey into Anderson. And fortunately, I was able to get into Anderson before rush hour and egress out of Anderson just after rush hour. So I really have no cause to complain too much for that traffic. I think I got around the worst of it.
Yeah, to get the go for you. Was it pretty good?
Had a few good patriots and, everything went pretty smoothly. There weren't too many people there, but it was just a good sort of intimate group. It was at the main Anderson County Library, which if you haven't been there, it's a really beautiful library. It's large. It's stately. It's a really just a really neat building.
Rarely get to Anderson, but definitely rarely ever get to downtown Anderson.
Bookworm, you'll feel the tug when you go in there. You'll just want to walk among the stacks and, you know, grab two or three books and sit down at one of those nice tables and, you know, read for an hour.
Looks like taking the sleeping pill for me. After I read the same page four or five times because I keep falling asleep, and I just give it up.
Takes all types, as they say.
And to my first wife, man, they'd sit down and read a book, you know, read 100 pages a day. It's like, yeah, I just can't do it.
KO4RMM. How long have you had your ticket, Ken?
2019.
Sounds to me like you got some knowledge to impart.
And I'm kind of in a bad spot.
I've had mine a little less than a year, so comparatively speaking, sounds like you could teach me a thing or two.
Yes, a little bit, but I know a couple of things, so. But only what I learned from the others, and mostly from the morning crew.
I'm a general presently. I'm getting there. Not as fast as I'd hope, but I'm getting there.
Isn't it enough that right before COVID, the Greer Club was doing an in-person class for general, and so I managed to be able to take that class with everybody else, and then we went and took the test, and that's how I passed it. I mean, really good class. If you haven't looked at W4EEY on YouTube, man, you're missing out.
And that YouTube handle, sir?
4EchoEchoYankee.
So Echo Yankee. Gotcha.
Do that general book, chapter by chapter.
What mobile rig are you running?
ICOM 2730A.
I talked just the other day, so me too, and I had to apologize because I was pulled into the driveway. So, yeah, man, I love this radio. I even have thoughts of getting another one and using it as my base station, even though I don't have my general yet, and base stations for HF radios aren't cheap. I've already got a
I got, copper J-pole 2 meters, and I've got a Slim Jim copper J-pole 470 centimeters, and I was going to put them up.
I have 2 meters at the house. I have, if I'm going to do it, I have to do either my HT or do crossband to this radio.
How that crossband works.
You can tell it on this particular radio, whatever you hear on a 610, rebroadcast it on, I forget what frequency I use, 440 something, and it would broadcast it out to my HT, and then whatever it heard on that 440, it would rebroadcast it on the 610. And that way I could walk out in the field from the house with my HT, my little Baofeng, and it would work fine.
Cool, I have a Baofeng, so I might be able to make that work, who knows.
In order to get the 2730 to do it, you have to, turn it off and hold 3 or 4 buttons at the same time when you power it up, and then it'll give you that option.
I'll be looking into that. Appreciate that.
And in the evening, then my trouble would be I'd usually go out and turn the radio and the truck off, and then it'd be doing it all night, which technically you're not supposed to do because you're technically broadcasting without throwing out your call sign.
You do much DXing?
When there's a big contest and that, I think I'm up to like 58 countries and 800 contacts on my HF rig.
Do you do any FT8?
Not into that yet. I have to get a couple of attachments to do my radio at home. My radio is a 450D, and that I got from an Elmer. And he sold it to me at a good price. But, it wasn't a radio that I was looking at for my first radio. It didn't have a waterfall or anything, just a plain radio. But now that I got it, it really helped me to learn the radio, and to learn how to use it without the bells and whistles. And I kind of really like it.
It's a bit to get my headset up and going, and whenever I can get myself a HF unit to get into that.
On the website for the club for this repeater, that they have a swap page on there for people that are selling stuff. You might find one there.
And I'm going to have to look into that. And Ken, I appreciate everything. I've enjoyed our talk. I'm back at my garage now. So, with apologies, I'm going to have to 73 here, with your permission, of course.
Yeah, the QSO myself, and that helped me get back to the house. And then I'll say 73, you have an awesome day, and I'm sure I'll catch you another time down the log. KN4 TFW, clear.
TFW, copy you clear. This is KO4RMM 73 and clear as well. Good day all.